latest team news from clubcall.com.
Welcome along to Tuesday's Bulletin for Manchester City, and striker collector Ian Acho has hailed new boss Pep Guardiola, but admits there is nothing to enjoy about pre-season. The 19-year-old has started work under former Barcelona manager Guardiola, after enjoying a breakthrough season under Manuel Pellegrini in 2015-16. In what was a disappointing campaign for the Blues, Ian Acho was a bright point, finding the net on 8 occasions in the league at an average of 1 goal every 94 minutes. That was 5 minutes fewer per goal than teammate Sergio Aguero, and the best at goals to minutes ratio of any player in the top flight to have scored more than once. While conceding, there's nothing to enjoy about pre-season. You just have to work hard. Ian Acho is confident of kicking on under Guardiola next term. He said, Guardiola is a good manager. Everyone knows that. He brings fresh thoughts and his own style. Everything is different and everyone is adapting to what he's teaching us. We need to understand what he's telling us and what he wants to bring to the team. Well, moving on, and Manchester City have completed the £12 million signing of Argentine goalkeeper Jeronimo Rulli, and will now attempt to loan him back to Real Sociedad, reports in his homeland have stated. One of Argentina's biggest sports networks says the Citizens finally secured the highly rated stopper late on Monday evening. Negotiations had become drawn out due to third-party ownership issues. The 24-year-old is officially joining from Deportivo Maldonado, although he spent last season on loan at Sociedad. Rulli made it clear throughout the negotiations that he didn't want to compete with City's number one Joe Hart next season, preferring instead to get first-team action with Sociedad. City boss Pep Guardiola will now monitor Rui's upward curve with interest, and it's understood the club see the player as a sound investment, regardless of whether he ends up in Manchester at some stage in the future. Rulli's first club, Estudiantes, will also receive a development fee as part of the overall agreement.